Monday, Rabbi Walk Show, 6:30.
The Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hoisab chusa me'asara tefachim." The chokak ba k'day lashlima la'asara. He had a psukah that was less than asara tefachim, which the Mishnah says is pasul. And you were choikik on the bottom of the sukkah k'day lashlima la'asara. So the Gemara says it's tali. Im yesh misvas chakak ulakoisel gimel tefachim psula. If between the svas of the chakak and the koisel is three tefachim, so then it's still going to remain pasul. Pachas mishlesha tvachim, if it's less than shlesha tvachim, it's ksheira. And Rashi explains the reason is because there's a musaf that's called lavud. Mitzvah Hashem, we will talk about lavud, not right now, but Rashi says there's a musaf that's called lavud. Rashi explains lavud in a very interesting way. Lavud means like a sniff. A sniff means like an addition. So you're listening chakak al chakak. We look at it as if the chakak extended until the outer wall, and now those two halves come together. That's what the Gemara says. So that's the halacha of chakak. If it's within gimel tefachim, it's going to be kosher because we have lavud. If it's more than gimel tefachim, then it's going to be pasul because we don't have lavud. Now, I want to explain something very yesodistic in the sugya. What is the problem if you have more than gimel tefachim? The chakak, let's say, the chakak, the depth of the chakak was 5 tefachim, for example, and the outer wall was also 5 tefachim, and each one itself is not good. If it's within gimel tefachim to each other, it's kosher, we have lavud, and if it's more than gimel tefachim, then it's going to be pasul. What's the reason why it's pasul? What's the simple reason why it's pasul? What? Yeah, 5 and 5 doesn't equal 10. Yeah, 5 over here, 5 over here. Each one is puzzle. This one's puzzle. And that one's puzzle. And memela, it doesn't help. You have to have 10 together to make a koisel, to make a doifin. To have 5 here and 5 here, this is a non-wall. This is a non-wall. Two non-walls can't be machsher a sukkah. You have to have a wall. A wall is only when you put the two parts together. So all your day, lovud, they become together. And if not, not. That's the push-up shot, I think, in the Gemara. I think we'll see Mitzvah Hashem, it's been doing it like that in Rashi in the Gemara. But it's important to know that there's a Tosfos that says not that way. Tosfos over here, it's the end of Tosfos on Daf Daled Amud Beis Dibra Masech Pachos. Go all the way to the bottom of the Tosfos, where it says, like a few lines before the end, it says Ve'im Toimah. You see it? You did that part of Tosfos yet? Probably not. You did it? You did it already? Oh, very good. So let's do it together. Ve'im Toimah. Beperakama de Shabbos. Gabi Baye She'ein Toichay Asara. V'chok Akboi La'shlimoi La'asara. Amaylo mechalak yagavna im yesh misfas chakak ulekoisel shloisha tefachim. Over there is talking about not hilchos sukkah. It's talking about hilchos rishus hayochid, the inyan Shabbos. If you built a bayis in the rishus harabim, the walls on the outside towards the rishus harabim are 10 tefachim, but inside the walls are not 10 tefachim because the roof, the thickness of the roof, was mamayit the height of the walls from the inside. So on the outside it's 10 tefachim, and on the inside it's less than 10 tefachim. So if it's just like that, the inside does not have a din of a rishus hayochid. To make a rishus hayochid, you have to have mechitzos of yud on the outside, and you also need a halal of asara on the inside. You need both. So in that case, it's not going to be called the rishus hayochid l'inyan Shabbos. And if you threw something from rishus harabim to that place, it's not called that you threw from rishus harabim to rishus hayochid, and you're not going to be chayiv a carbon for being mechal Shabbos. However, if you chakak boy kedei lashlim melasara, same like in our case, if you dug a chakak in the middle of the floor of that bias that the inside wasn't 10, now it became 10, then it is a rishus hayochid. Now the Gemara over there doesn't say, it depends. If the chakak is close to the wall gimel tefachim, then it's okay. If it's more than gimel tefachim, then it's not a rishus hayochid. It doesn't make the chilek between the gimel tefachim like it does by us. This is bothered by why. By us, the Gemara says the chakak only helps to be mashal neshira sara if it's within lavud, gimel tefachim, less than gimel tefachim. And over there, it's not machalik. That's what Tosfos asks as a kasha, and Tosfos says a teretz. V'yesh loymar. The leidami rishus Shabbos shehu leminoya regel rabim lesuka debeinon mechitzos smuchos leschach. He says there's a difference between Shabbos and sukkah. Le'inyan Shabbos, all we have to have is a mechitza that will be meineya regel rabim. We need asara tfachim. Asara tfachim keeps the rabim out. I need asara tfachim. The asara tfachim don't have to be together. I could have five here, five here. I have asara tfachim. I'm okay for Rosh Hashanah. That's enough for Rosh Hashanah, and you don't need the lavad. Masha ein kein, by sukkah, there's a special halacha that the mechitza, the doifin, has to be samuch to the schach. And if you're going to have more than lavud, what's the problem with this mechitza? The problem with the mechitza is that it's not samuch to the schach. If I have five here with more than three away, what's the problem? Not that this is not called a mechitza. You see, in Shabbos, it is called a mechitza. The problem is a special halacha by sukkah that the mechitza has to be samuch to the schach. And which part of this mechitza is not samuch to the schach? This part. The part over here is very samuch to the schach. It's not samuch to the schach above it, korasik or whatever, but you don't need to be samuch to the schach above, but it has to be to the place of the schach. So the chakak is directly beneath the place of the schach, you're good. But the other part that's not directly by the place of the schach, there's a space in between, so maybe it's going to be puzzle. That's what Tosfos says. Now there's a small... It's not a question in Tosfos, which I'm not getting into now, but it's good to notice. Tosfos says that by Shabbos, it's considered a good mechitza, even if it's like this, even if it's more than lavud. Why? Because the whole purpose of mechitza is to be meineya regel rabim. So I don't care if the ten are together or not. That's not hard to understand. If the point of the ten is to be meineya regel rabim, to stop people from passing through, it's very schwer. If it's five here, you just jump over and then you jump to the next five. Why is that meineya the regel rabim? Tom, I'm asking a simple question to Toys, I don't know the exact answer to. Toys says the whole point of the mechitza is to stop people. It's a block that people can't go in. So I would assume that if the 10 tefachim are not together, it doesn't do the job, because you have five doesn't stop people because they could just jump right over. So if you also jump, and they're in. I don't know pshat. But that's what Toysa says. The point by Shabbos, we don't care if the five and the five are together. As long as all together we have 10, I don't care where it is. That's a good mechitza. And by sukkah, why not? Because by sukkah, there's a special halacha that you need mechitza smuches to the schach. And memela, the top wall, is not next to the schach. That's what Toysa says.
Why didn't we say achad and shavuya
doifin? Oh, very good question. We're going to get to that in Mitzvah Shem. Very, very good question. But, so that's what Toysa does say, correct? Now, so we see this Tosfos learning not like we said Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat, I asked everybody, what's Pshat? Why, if it's more than Gimel, is it no good? Because not a wall. Five and five doesn't equal ten. There's a non-wall doesn't do the job. Tosfos proves from the Gemara and Shabbos not that way. That the Etzem, it five and five is a good wall. And really, it's a good wall, apparently, for Sukkah too. But there's another issue that it's not Samuch to the Schach. The top part is not something, it's a good wall. A wall like this is a good wall, but the problem is only that it's not samuch to the schach. That's what's mavur in Tosfos. The Tosfos Yeshanim in Shabbos on Dav Zayin on the Beis, on this Tosfos, the Gemara that this Tosfos brings, he says a different shat. He says something else. He says, L'inyan sukkah, it's taka not considered a good doifin. A sukkah, the doifin of the sukkah, the mechitza of the sukkah, is judged from the inside. And if on the inside it's not within lover, so it's not a good mechitza, like we learn Kipshutai. The Gemara in Shabbos is different, because by Shabbos, the din of the mechitza is judged on the outside. If the outside has, then it's a mechitza. So why are you bechlal being choikik in the inside? Not to create the mechitza, just to create enough airspace. Rosh HaYochid needs airspace. The mechitza it has already. A mechitza of the outside 10, you have already a mechitza. But you need airspace. If all I'm coming to do is airspace, I'm not coming to create a mechitza, there's no inyan for lavud. Mashenkin by sukkah, the mechitza is judged from the inside. Shabbos, the mechitza is judged from the outside. Sukkah, the mechitza is judged from the inside. And memela, if they're too far away, it's not considered a mechitza. So in other words, the Tosfos Yeshanim is learning our Gemara like our Hashkafa Rishoina, our simple way, that if the two parts in the mechitza by sukkah are not within lover of each other, it's five and five doesn't equal ten. It's five, a non-dual, all non-wall. It's a chasarin in the etzem doifin. Mashenke Tosfos is learning, no. Just like by Shabbos, five, five is okay. That's a good doifin. You don't need all 10 to be together. By sukkah also, it's a good doifin. But the problem is that it's not smuchas to the sukkah, and a doifin that's not smuchas to the sukkah is not kosher for a sukkah. That's what Tosa says. A machlekes rishonim, how to learn our Gemara. Rashi, I think, is a diuk. We'll see soon. Rashi learns like the Tosis Yeshanim, like the Pashup Shad. The problem is that it's not 10 together. But Al-Kaponim, that's Klara Machlekes Tosvis and the Tosis Yeshanim. So let's see a little bit more Gemara. And there's some problems over here. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara asks, Maishna Hosam, the Amris Pochas Me Arba Amois, Umaishna Hocha, the Amris Pochas Me Shloisha Tvachim. What's the Gemara's Kasha? In the case before, where we were learning about Doifin Akuma, with the Itzta B'min Atzad, we'll be able to be Machshir with Arba Amois, because we say Doifin Akuma. So over here also, we should say Doifin Akuma. Why is over here the Shir going to be Shloisha Tvachim? The Shir should be Arba Amos. Do Doifin Akuma. That's basically the Gemara's Kasha. Just like over there, we had a problem that there's a space outside of the Itztaba that's more than Esrim, but we take care of it by doing Doifin Akuma. By us also, let's do Doifin Akuma, and let's be Machshirit. That's what the Gemara asks as a Kasha. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, Hosam di Isei L'Doifin Pochos Me Arba Amos Sagya. Hocha l'shvuyei doifin pachas mishlesha tfachim in iloi loi. Over there, we already start with a doifin. Just the doifin is far away from our itztaba, but I have a doifin. On that, I'll say doifin akuma. Over here, my starting point is I don't have a doifin. Elamai, I want to say doifin akuma to create my doifin. La shvuyei doifin, you don't say doifin akuma. Rashi explains, because the halacha mishmisina said, doifin akuma. Take the thing that's already called a doifin and do akuma. But you can't do akuma to make it into a doifin. We have to start off with a doifin. So meila by itzto, we started with a doifin. It's okay. Masha inkin over here, when we're not starting with a doifin, it's not okay. So that's the Gemara. So again, outside. What's the Gemara's kasha? Let's do doifin akuma in our sugya, just like we did doifin akuma over there. And the answer is no. La shviyei doifin, you can't do doifin akuma. This Gemara is problematic in different areas, in both Mahalchim that we just discussed. I'll start with his Kasha. The Gemara says that in our case, we don't have a doifin yet. You need to be machaberit to make a doifin. You don't have a doifin yet. Lefi, the way the Tosis Yeshanim learns, the simple way of learning the Gemara, that 5 and 5 doesn't equal 10, a non-doifin here and a non-doifin here is not a doifin together. So over there, the only thing that will make it a doifin is by doing doifin akuma. So I'm starting off without a doifin. La shvuyei doifin. You don't say doifin akuma. Abba Lefiwa Taisva says that just like in Shabbos we see 5 and 5 does equal 10. Sukkah also 5 and 5 equals 10. There's just a problem that the doifin is not next to the sukkah. So yesh doifin. I just have a problem and it's too far away. So say doifin akuma. What does it mean that it's la shvuyei doifin? It's not considered a doifin. Lefi Tosfos, it's not a chasorin in the etzem doifin. It's a good doifin. It's a great doifin. Just the problem is that it's not samuch to the schach. That's a great akasha. L'choira, it's a very, very strong kasha. L'choira, the teretz is possibly as follows. And it's really a story that you see a few times in this perek. A chiddush about a doifin of a sukkah. A doifin of a sukkah has to have a certain height. That's a doifin of a sukkah. A doifin of a sukkah, we'll see later on, also has to have a certain length. Zayin tfochim is the minimum doifin of a sukkah. There's a shlishis, that's a tefach. But that's a doifin sukkah. The bottom line of a doifin sukkah is, it's a doifin that could create a place that's called a sukkah. That's what a doifin sukkah is. Any doifin that is the right shape and size to create a place that's called sukkah, when I put all the definas together, that is called a doifin of a sukkah. Now, a doifin that's shaped like this, 5 up here and 5 down there, this doifin that's shaped like this, could this doifin has the right height, it's 10 tefachim, could this doifin ever create a sukkah? It will never create a sukkah because it's always going to be not samuch to the sukkah. Let's say you have a doifin like this, right? The top part of it will, by definition, never be next to the schach. The schach only starts in the place that's 10. Any doifin that's shaped like this, 5, and another 5 here, will never be able to create a place that's called sukkah. That's also not a doifen. It has the right height for doifen, but it doesn't have the right shape for doifen. Doifen sukkah means a doifen that, when put together with other defanis, will create sukkah. This doifen is incapable of creating sukkah. Therefore, it's not considered a doifen of sukkah. That's the svar over here. The svar itself is hearable. It's a chiddush. I would have said, no, it is a doifen. It has the right shear of defanis. It has the asara tochen that the Torah says. It's a doifen. There's another problem, that the sukkah is problematic because it's not the defanis muchas teschach. We're saying a taich. Doifen means a doifen that could potentially create sukkah. A doifen that can never create a sukkah, that is not called a doifen of a sukkah. That's the svara was saying.
A wall above
20 is a very good question. You're asking, a wall above 20, the Gemara says that we do doifen akuma, so, and over there, it, you see, it's called a doifen, even though it can't create a makom that's called sukkah, a gavaldig akasha. I think the teretz is as follows, and this is very negayatos in the hemshech what we'll talk about. There's a difference between lamayla me esr mama and what we just said now when it's ein esamuch to the schach. When it's lamayla me esr mama, the sukkah is not kosher. But is it a sukkah? Would you call that a sukkah? I would call that a sukkah that's possible. There's no reason to say it's not a sukkah. It is a sukkah. There's a psul. Why? Because sukkah needs diras arai or any of the other reasons that the Gemara gives on Gav Beis. A berlamaisid is a sukkah. It is called a sukkah. A sukkah that doesn't have the defames samach to the schach, that means it doesn't have defames that are nearest kishalah. That's the lashon of Rishonim, the lashon of the Ritva. It's nearest kishalah. Doesn't have defames that are a part of its mahus. That's not a sukkah at all. Sukkah lamayla me esrim, it is a doifin of a sukkah, but it's pasul. It's a doifen of a sukkah. It's creating a sukkah. There's a psul, but it is creating a sukkah. Masha'enkein over here, where the doifen cannot ever be next to the schach, that is not called a sukkah at all. A sukkah that doesn't have the fanis with it is not a sukkah. So mamela, this thing is not called the doifen of a sukkah to start with. Mamela, you can't do doifen akuma. The maila me'esrim is a doifen of a sukkah. That's puzzle. Let's do doifen akuma in order to be machshir. This is not a doifen of a sukkah at all because it can't create a place that's called sukkah. That's the bira dover. That's a svara that I'm telling you now. There's raias to this later on in the Gemara, which, Mitzvah Hashem, you'll learn, we'll learn that the Gemara is mavur such a yesoid. But we're using it over here now, just accept what I'm telling you, the svara. The svara you can hear even without raya is that a doifen of a sukkah is called a doifen that could create a makam of sukkah. A doifen that, due to its shape, cannot create a makam of sukkah, that's not called a doifen, that's male, it's called lashvuya doifen. So that's the problem of the Gemara, lefi shitas ha-toisis, and we're giving this teretz. There's another problem on the other way to learn. A very serious problem. A very interesting topic, actually. The Gemara asked the question, let's do doifen akuma. Why over here is the shear gimel tfachim with lavud and on amar aleph we did doifen akuma. Over here, let's also do doifen akuma. Right? What does doifen akuma mean? So that you know from the previous sug, Yashitas Rashi and many Rishonim is, doifen akuma is that you look at the schach as if it's a bent part of the doifen. That's Shitas Rashi. Shita of many Rishonim. So what would it mean over here? Let's look at the schach. What do you have? A 5 here. Ground, chakak, and another 5 over here. So what's doifen akuma? Let's do ad arbamas to look at the schach as if it's doifen. And that will solve all of our problems, right? That's a pel de kazach. If you learn like Toisvis, it's good. Lefi Toisvis, what's the problem with this doifen? The doifen is great. The problem is it's too far away. So do doifen akuma, make the schach into doifen, and you solved your issue. And now you have the doifen samach to the schach. Or but if you learn like the pashtos, like the Tosis Yishonim learns, and we'll see in a second a diuk in Rashi, that the problem is that 5 and 5 doesn't equal 10. You have a 5 over here and a 5 over here, and they're not close to each other. So what's going to be the brilliant dates of doifen akuma? Turn the schach into doifen. How does that solve my problem? My problem is in the doifen. The top half and the bottom half are not connected to each other. What would it help to make the schach into doifen? So what's the havamina to ask this question of do doifen akuma with arba amas over here? Doifen akuma doesn't solve the problem. You hear the kasha?
That's the teretz.
What? The question is, count the halal from the top of the top to the bottom. The Torah says you can't even begin doing this.
One second. Before we said Doifin Akuma, what was the problem with my wall? That I don't have a Sarat Tvachim, right? At five, here five, not Lefi Tois. Tois says, I have a Sarat Tvachim. I don't have Smuchais. Lefi the other Shita, which we'll see in a second in Rashi, my problem is I don't have a Sarat Tvachim. So let's see. If I have Gimel, less than Gimel, I have a Sarat Tvachim, because they're connected. If I have more than Gimel, I don't have a Sarat Tvachim. So what would be the Eitzah Doifin Akuma? Making this into Doifin will make this into 10?
No, but it will allow you to count the airspace at the bottom five.
Yeah, but where's my mechitza?
You don't have
doifin. A doifin needs to be 10. A doifin of a sukkah must be 10. For example, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a sukkah that its airspace is way more than 10. But the doifin is 10. And that's a Mishnah daf tezayin. Mishal shel milamata milamala. If you make a wall from going down and you don't go all the way up to the schach, the schach could be all the way up here, and the doifin is here, it's kosher. But the Mishnah says beferish only if the doifin is asara tvachim. If you have 9 tvachim over here, it doesn't work. So it won't help. You make the schach into doifin. Now, okay, you have the ear space above the schach, above the chakak. But where is your doifin? The two halves of the doifin are not mitzdar. So where is your doifin? How should doifin akuma help?
The doifin akuma be the ground?
L'chayra, the eitza is that the doifin akuma, that's the chiddush that I wanted to talk about now. And this chiddush is mavur in the Levush. The Levush says this beferish, that the idea would be not to do doifin akuma over here from the top. The idea would be to do doifin akuma from the bottom. You'll turn the floor into doifin. That's a very, very big chiddush.
It's not Rashi.
What?
It's not Rashi.
Which Rashi?
Before.
Oh, one second. I'll get that in a second. You'll make the floor into doifin, and you'll look at the doifin as a zigzag doifin. It goes like this. The schach won't help, and over here will be in the karker. Now, first of all, I'll get to Rashi in a second. Even though, that's what the Levush says, you're being mechaven to the Levush, he says that clearly, that you would have made it doifin, he says it one word. You would have done doifin akuma milamata. That's what he means, not making the schach and doifin, making the ground into doifin. It's really a very big chiddush. Why? Because schach be'etzem looks like a mechitza. Just instead of being vertical, it's horizontal. It looks like a mechitza. It has what we'll call two sides. It's a thin thing that has two sides. It looks like a mechitza. So, bent, straight, it looks like a mechitza. Karka is one thick piece of karka. You could look at karka as a mechitza. It's harder to look at karka as a mechitza. But it's possible to say such a thing as well. Rashi doesn't say this beferish in our sugya, but Rashi is meduyik that the chasorin would have been because it's not 10. We're missing the 10. Not because we're missing the smuchais to the schach, it's because we're missing the 10. Rashi says in Dibra Maschel, Hacha, pochus meyud, ain shame doifin alav. Rashi is mashma, what's the problem here? The problem is not because it's not smuchais to the schach, the problem is because it's pochus meyud. That's mashma like the Tosfos Yeshanim in Shabbos. And Mamela, you have this problem. How does Doifin Akuma help? That's what we're suggesting. Maybe the Doifin Akuma is from the bottom. So you're saying, what do you mean? Rashi says on Amud Aleph that the Doifin Akuma is from the top. The Teretz is, Doifin Akuma could be either way. Whatever you need to look as a continuation and a bent part of the Doifin, you'll do. If you need the top, you do the top. If you need the bottom, you do the bottom. Either way will work. Rashi is just coming off, okay, you don't move the wall over. You make something into doifin. On Amud Aleph, when you made it, the doifin was the top, the schach. And over here, you're making the karka into doifin, because over here, making the schach into doifin wouldn't help.
What's now, Amud Aleph that can't use heaven or anything to use
doifin? It's like karka. But the Gemara of Teben Ubitla, that whole Gemara?
Yeah, even that. That's Rashi says, Avon the tip. And so it's supposed to be Avon the tip.
Rashi says, let's see, Rashi says over there that when you made an itztaba to be mamayit, the shir of asar, Rashi said an itztaba is made of avonim v'tit. The reason why Rashi says avonim v'tit is like you're saying very, very good, because Rashi doesn't want to get involved in the sugi before of bittel, whether you need bittel or not, whether it's pasim v'tel. So Rashi said itztaba for sure is the avonim v'tit. But that's not talking about doifin akuma. That's not talking about using karka to make doifin akuma. That's talking about the itztaba being mamayit, the halal of the sukkah. But it's not talking about doifin akuma. Here we're saying that l'fi Rashi you would make the karka the doifin. Now I want to show you a very interesting idea. The Tosis Rid on Amud Aleph also suggests the same idea of making doifin akuma with the karka. What's the case of itztaba min atzad? you have an itzta b'menatzad, so on top of the itzta is less than esra mama, but the other wall on the outside is more than esra mama. So what do? We say that you do doifin akuma. How does doifin akuma work? Rashi says you make the schach into doifin. That's Rashi's pshat. The Tosfos Reed has a different pshat in doifin akuma and that Gemara. Not that you make the schach into doifin, but look at a picture. You have the itzdaba over here, and you have the wall of Maila Me'esim over here. What do you do for doifin akuma? You make the floor into the doifin. He doesn't say why he's doing this and why he's doing that like Rashi. I'll explain in a second. But he says you make the floor into the doifin. And that is the case over there. And he's madgish. Even though I would have thought that you can't do doifin akuma on a floor because a floor is karka oilam. It doesn't look like a doifin. It doesn't have the same tchunas as a doifin. Kamash malon you could. And that's what he says in Nupshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says on Amar Aleph that I would have a havamina. By Lamaila Me'esr Mamma, the case of Itzim, you can't do doifin, you can do doifin akuma, because it's like chazi la doifin. What does like chazi la doifin mean? So Rashi learns that like chazi la doifin, it's Maila Me'esr. He says something else. The karka's like chazi la doifin. The karka that you're making part of your doifin, that's like chazi la doifin. You're doing doifin akuma from the bottom. So the etzem idea of the Tosfos Reed with the hadgosha of the Chiddush that you can make karka into doifin, that exists in the Tosfos Reed clearly on Amud Aleph over there. Why over there does the Tosfos Reed want to say such a thing? What's wrong with Rashi? Doifin akuma means what?
It's above 20.
Oh, so it could be that the Tosfos Reed was bothered by a major problem which really Rashi was bothered with. In the case of doifin akuma by itzta, but you make the schach into doifin and that solves your problem. Rashi, within his words, seemed to have been bothered. It's still more than Esrim. You started over here, and the schach goes till here. So if you measure from here till here, it's Esrim. So it's more than Esrim. So how did you solve the problem? Rashi says some words, Ashver Rashi, that you don't measure from here to there. You measure from here till right underneath, to the top of the itztaba. And from there to there, that airspace, nismayit, chalola mitachtov, it's going to be less than Esrim. That's why it's good. But Rashi was bothered. Afal pita, the doifin is nimshach mi bachutz. So it's not so simple that through doifin akuma it became less than Esrim. Nevertheless, we measure from the edge of the doifin akuma till there, and it's good. I personally think that Tosfos Reed wasn't happy with that. It's not so simple. Rashi, you see, is muttering on it. Tosfos Reed didn't know that. Tosfos Reed said that the Eitza, to do doifin akuma to make it less than Esrim, will make the karka into doifin akuma. What does that mean? Stam, what does the Tosfos Reed mean? Even if you make the karka into doifin akuma, it's still more than Esrim. What is he bechlal doing? Lulu de Mistafina, I think Pshat Tosfos Reed is like this. Don't scream at me. I think Pshat Tosfos Reed is like this. You have doifin over here, you have the itzim over here, right? The doifin over here, you make the karka into doifin, and you keep going. The side of the itzim also becomes doifin. That's how it goes. You make the wall doifin, the karka doifin, and the side of the itztaba doifin. That's the doifin akuma. You start with the karka. You don't end with the karka. Doing just the karka doesn't help. It's still a ma'alam yasrim. You continue the doifin akuma with another bend, and you do the side of the itztaba is also part of the doifin.
Could a doifin akuma bend twice?
Oh, the Tosfos Reed would be mavor, one second, that a doifin akuma could bend twice. And mamele, you have the karka is the doifin, and this is the doifin. Now, it's good. Lamaisa, if you measure from the top of the doifin till the end of the doifin, there's less than 20 amas between them. Even though the doifin does take a dip in between, which will be more than a certain amount. That's not how you measure a doifin. You measure a doifin from its starting point to its ending point, or from the starting point to the ending point. And between them is not an airspace of more than esrim amma. Memela, that's going to be mamayat, the shear of the doifin. That's pshat in Tosfos Reed, efshir on Amud Aleph. Why the Tosfos Reed would say that you want to make the karka into doifin, because you're not stopping with the karka. Stop doesn't make sense. The karka wasn't my vestrim. It's the karka with the side, and that's mamayat. That's the eighth of Tosfos Reed. But it's interesting, and this is when again to what you just said beautifully. Lamaisa, we're using this Tosfos Reed for Rashi and Amud Beis, that the doifin akuma by chakak potentially would have been to make the karka into doifin. But Rashi and Amud Aleph doesn't say like the Tosfos Reed. Obviously, he holds lechaira that the doifin, the karka cannot become doifin. So how can we use the Tosfos Reed for Rashi and Amud Beis when Rashi and Amud Aleph, Guva, does not say like the Tosfos Reed? He says in Amud Aleph that the schach becomes doifin. The answer is, why in Amud Aleph does Rashi not like the Tosfos Reed? Like he said, not because karka can't become doifin. The only eitza for the karka becoming doifin would be if you do a second turn and make the side of the itztaba into doifin also. Rashi says, doifin akuma rachmana. Ikum echad v'lo shnei ikumim. You can't make two akumas. That Rashi held wouldn't work. The Tosis Rid held you could. Rashi would hold that you can't make two akumas, and therefore Rashi wouldn't want to say like the Tosis Rid. But I'm a base where you only need one akum, just in order to make the karka into doifin, then you will be able to say doifin akuma on the karka. On Amid Beis Bechakak, how many akums do you have to do? Lamaisa, there's two akums. It's one, two. But you're only doing one akum. How many akums am I doing? I'm just making the karka into doifin. Once that's akum, everything else, the male of the wall is like this. I'm only... I am. I'm making look at the karka as a hemshech of the doifin. The karka is a hemshech of the... That's akum. That's akum, just like schach. By looking at the schach as doifin, I'm bending the wall to the schach. Here, I'm bending the wall to the karka. But that's only one. The fact that there's another akum, that's nothing to do with me. That's not the halacha did that. That's automatically it comes out. But on an aleph, in order to do the doifin akuma from the bottom, you have to do a double akum. Maybe Rashi held that you're not allowed to do that. Memela Rashi had to say his pshat. But that's what comes out. Lefi the Tosis written in Rashi. So we have a new musig of doifin akuma in the karka. We have Makoiris. The Lavosh says it. We have Makoiris that Tosis Rid says in Amud Aleph. We're using that for Rashi and Amud Beis, because Rashi learned the Chasarin by Chakak is that the two halves are not equal to one whole, and nevertheless, Doifin Akuma helps, theoretically. How would that help? They doing a Doifin Akuma from the bottom. Yeah, that's Chidushim.
What about Rashi? How did Fanas Magyaz Laskach? If the Doifin Akuma is goes like that.
Yeah.
So how did Fanas Magyaz Laskach?
With Doifin Akuma, without the Doifin Akuma?
With the
Doifin Akuma. Rashi never learned the problem was that the fan is not being Magia to the Schach, but you want to know.
Because he said before that if Doifin Akuma is like this, I can measure from here because that's the Chalal.
Right.
So now we're saying.
Yeah, you're asking a very good question. You hear the question he's asking? He says, we're saying the Doifin Akuma is from the bottom, the Havamina. The Doifin Akuma will be from the bottom until Arba Amis. Very nice. So I have a wall like this. But what about Tosis's problem? That the doifin is not samach to the schach. The doifin up in the top is not samach to the schach. That's what he's asking. So, even though that wasn't the problem that the sugi was dealing with, but it's also l'choira a problem. Tosis's problem should also be an issue. So I'm not 100% sure if that's an issue for two reasons. First of all, where does this doifin begin? The doifin begins down here in the chakak, or ends on the chakak, wherever it is, I'm starting from the bottom. It begins in the chakak and goes all the way up here. The bottom of this doifin is samuch to the schach. It is on the mokum. The outside of the doifin is not. Tosis says that's not called samuch.
It's machloikis.
It could be it's machloikis. I mean, Tosis is the one that tells us when you have like this, even though the bottom part is samuch to the schach, because the top part is not, that's not called samuch. I don't know if everyone has to agree to that. Rashi doesn't necessarily have to agree to that. And I'll tell you another sort of also. If one could accept this, maybe Rashi held in this case you'll do doifin akuma from both places. You'll do doifin akuma from the karka because you have to put the two pieces together, and you'll do doifin akuma on the top to make it samach l'schach. And that's not a problem of two akimas, because it's not two akimas one after the other. It's one akima on the top, one akima on the bottom. Maybe that's okay to do a double akum and then an akum on a akum. Now you're not able to do. Both two options. I don't have a variety either way. Both of them are possible options. Either to answer your question, you could do a doifin akuma from the top and the bottom, and it's different than doing the Tosis Rid's double doifin akuma. Or, like I'm saying, maybe that's not a chasaron of the finest magias l'schach, because at least the bottom of the doifin is on the makom l'schach, so that's able to be enough. That's the beer of this sugya. What time is it?
7:08.
Okay, I'm going to end off with a kasha. A very, very stark kasha, and maybe we'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow. This kasha, Rebbe Fol Shmulevitz Tzatzal asked, a gvaldiga kasha. Tosfos says, like we just learned, that the problem when it's more than three is not a problem directly in the doifin. Five and five is 10. The problem is that the top part of the doifin is not samuch to the schach, and the mele it's not going to be kasha. That's the problem. If it's less than three, it's lavud, so we're fine. If it's more than three, it's not loving and it's no good. Now, the question is as follows. Whenever you have schach, a wall that's far away from the schach kosher, how much could be between the wall and the schach? So, it's mavur in the Gemaras later on, Daf Yud Zayin, and many Gemaras. Let's say like this. If you have avir between the doifin and the schach, then shalosh. Three tvachim, it has to be three tvachim. Puzzle, less than three tvachim is kosher because I love it. If you have schach puzzle, let's say you have a wall, shpudin shel matches, schach puzzle, and then schach kosher. How much is it allowed to be? So really, it's allowed to be arba amas because of doifin akuma. But if you wouldn't have doifin akuma, for example, if it's the middle of the sukkah, you have doifin, schach kosher, a break of schach puzzle, and then more schach kosher. That break of schach puzzle is arba tvachim. That's the cloud. Avir is poisel be gimel tvachim, and schach puzzle is poisel be arba tvachim. Unless you have doifin akuma when it's on the side, then you have arba amas. But without doifin akuma, the shear to puzzle a hefsik due to schach puzzle is arba tvachim. Over here, lefi toisis, what happened? They have top half of the mechitza here, the bottom and the half of the mechitza there. If it's more than gimel, the problem is that this half is not samuch to the schach. What's stopping? What's the hefsik between the schach kosher and the doifin? Avir or schach puzzle? Lechayr schach puzzle. It's not avir. There's no avir there. It's the schach. It's just not asar tvachim. It's lamata me asar tvachim. So lechayr you have schach puzzle between the doifin and the makam the schach. The shir should be arba tvachim. Why is the shir gimel tvachim? The shir should be arba tvachim. Schach puzzle is always called the hefsek of enay samach only when it's arba tvachim, not gimel tvachim. A peladik akasha. There's only akasha again on Tosfos. Lefi, the shita of the Tosfos Yeshanim that learns we need the lavud in order to connect the two parts. Yeah, for sure. If it's going to be more than gimel tvachim, we can't connect the top and the bottom. But lefi Tosfos, that's not the problem connecting the top and the bottom. Lefi Tosfos, the problem is that the top of the wall is not connected to the schach. So why gimel tvachim? It should be arba tvachim, like all schach puzzle. A peladik akasha. Rabbi Fall, because of that, wanted to change the whole Tosfos. The Tosfos doesn't mean what he says, and he means something else. Big chidushin. We're going to go with a simple reading of Tosfos. The Tosfos is mashma. The problem is that it's not samach to the schach, and we have to try to find a hesber to explain why schach of lamata me'asara tvachim, the sheer hefsek is gimel tvachim like avir, and not arba tvachim like schach pasal. That's already the shayla schachim chatzit tshuva. What do we have to see from this? We have to find a way. Schach posel is arba tvachim. Schach of lamayla me'esrim maybe also would be arba tvachim. Schach of lamata me'asara tvachim, that's the same as avir. The shayla is, why should that be the same as avir? That should be regular schach posel. Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about that tomorrow. What's your name?
Weiner.
Weinreb. Slacha. What's your name?
I don't know.